What's up, Warriors? It's the one and only DJ King bringing it back for What's Up, Warriors. Now, of course, I don't have DJ Mike or DJ Oppa with me. This is kind of a solo dolo kind of thing, just for this episode. Currently, we work on a radio station. It's a school radio station, 91.1 WEDM. We are currently not in school due to the COVID-19 outbreak in Indiana. So I am currently at my own home studio recording and trying to upload as much as possible for What's Up Warriors, especially with DJ Mike and DJ Oppo. And we want to thank our producers that still bring the show up onto our little website for WEDMFM.com. Now, just because of this COVID-19 outbreak doesn't mean that we're going to stop the trending news and letting you guys know of what's going on. Now, there's actually been a lot going on so far with the trending news. A lot of movies have been pushed back, and a lot of them, which Marvel has already announced with Sony Records, that they are going to release a second Venom movie. The movie will be called Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which will be featuring Carnage, the main villain in the Venom saga. Now, of course, the initial release date was originally supposed to be in June of this year, but since the COVID-19 outbreak, now it's pushed back to June 25th of 2021, with the director of Andy Serkis and the screenplay of Kelly Markle, which took the last little movie by play, and by far the last movie was amazing. It took a lot of the ratings, and it just knocked a lot of other movies off. Now, at the time, it was after Avengers Infinity War. Venom had almost made its way up to Infinity War. Venom has been the most anticipated movie, especially since Spider-Man Homecoming came out. And along with that, we've had some Spider-Man little trilogies coming along with the newer generation of Spider-Man movies, especially since Disney has taken over Marvel and after Stan Lee. Venom was anticipated. It was getting its own movie, even though in the original Spider-Man's, Venom was the Venom against, or Venom was the villain against Spider-Man within Spider-Man 3. But now, since Venom has its own little anti-hero movie, now it has its own little trilogy as well, especially in the newer Columbia Pictures with Marvel. And of course, with that, we've had some other topics. Star Wars has announced that it's going to go ahead and start its next saga, which it took almost 20 years to get the brand new saga of Star Wars movies, but now we're just kind of getting them back to back to back. And Disney, along with Lucasfilms, have already announced that they are going to release the Star Wars High Republic era, which is supposed to take place even before Qui-Gon Jinn in the first episode of The Phantom Menace. Now, this also takes place 800 years after the fall of the Old Republic, which they're supposed to be adding some new sort of villains, this new little story, something different and something unique than the other Star Wars movies. Now, of course, we've been experiencing the Skywalker sagas throughout the first three sagas, but now we are experiencing what it was like for the Jedis before the Skywalker trilogy. Now, of course, if you look at the little fan art, or not the fan art, but the picture arts for the new Star Wars sagas, you can see a lot of brand new Jedis that we've never seen before. And not only that, but a Wookiee is holding a lightsaber. And everyone knows what a Wookiee is, at least I hope. the big, hairy monsters of the Star Wars saga. You know, Chewbacca carried Yoda in episode 3. And not only that, but Chewbacca carried C-3PO in episode 5 after C-3PO lost his legs, and God forbid he lost his legs. but Star Wars is taking a dramatic toll amongst the ratings. Not only just that, but Rise of Skywalker, now it's on Blu-ray and digital. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, took it just took the media base by a shock, especially since it's dramatic return of Emperor Palpatine in the movie. It did take a lot of the home box office. It made a lot of money. We're not gonna lie. I went to go see it on premiere night, Rise of Skywalker, and of course with that, it was fun. Like, the movie was great. Not a lot. There's mixed reviews. It's just like Last Jedi. But then again, Disney made the Star Wars sagas, and with the newer saga, the High Republic, lots of fans are anticipating, and they're really worried about what this saga will kind of bring, whether it's going to be good or bad, or if Disney's going to mess it up. But then again, you got to think, well, there were some good movies that came out of Disney. You got Solo, and then you got Rogue One. Not only that, but they have a series, The Mandalorian, which season 2 is set to release later this year. Of course, we got a little fake little trailer on a nice special day from IGN. You know, just teen Yoda. You know, I'll let you guys give it a watch. There is some pretty explicit humor within that trailer, and I'm surprised that IGN didn't lose its professionality points amongst the media base, especially since it's a whole news base channel. Yeah, they gave us some fake little trailer for The Mandalorian, but of course Disney went out and made a post saying that they were going to go ahead and release The Mandalorian season 2 later in the year, or probably earlier next year in 2021. The Walking Dead, surprisingly, all throughout quarantine time, has made its return, especially with the views and the charts as is. You can see a lot of people buying the AMC Premiere app, which is a monthly membership of $4.99 a month, and sadly, I pay for it. But The Walking Dead has been making a return, especially since now it has three series, which they were supposed to release the third series, which is A World Beyond, in April, but due to the COVID-19 outbreak, they didn't want to release that since they didn't want to risk putting their producers out on the airline, which they didn't go full into depth of what was going on, but we were almost done with season 10. Which is in the Whisper War, which the Whisper War has been, it's contributed a lot of different aspects to the Walking Dead series as a whole. And this is where lots of old fans started to come back, because it wasn't the same thing. Whispers, in context, are people who dress up as the dead in The Walking Dead. Now, of course, if you don't know what Walking Dead is, it's a zombie show. I mean, I think a lot of people would know what The Walking Dead is, but now it's definitely, its ratings have gone back up. Last year, it was sitting at a whole whopping 6.5 with IMDb and a whopping 7.4 with TV.com. But now, currently, it is back up at 8.2 out of 10 by IMDb. And not only that, but it is 8.6 out of 10 from TV.com, and it has an 81% Rotten Tomato score. And now 94% of people like this TV show, according to Google. That's always been fun. So you got three series now. You have The Walking Dead, the mainstream show. Then you have Fear the Walking Dead, which now is a it's a festival of fun. We've had two people come from The Walking Dead over there. Next thing you know, they decided to kill one of the main characters off. But, you know, this ain't me getting upset. Just sitting here triggered. But and then now you have A World Beyond, which is supposed to create this new aspect and this new visualization for these children. Yes, I mean children, because there's children that are the main protagonist of this show. What is this show becoming? But not only but The Walking Dead has taken its tides and it's made its way back up, especially it's so close to Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul by this point, but it's not going to surpass it within the next year, which I hope it does, but we gotta be real. Breaking Bad was the thing. But that's enough of the trends for the TV shows. Social media trends are now becoming a huge thing, especially since this time TikTok has made its little rise. TikTok. But TikTok, I kid you not, now has more dances, it has more trends, it has more music, and a lot more people are on TikTok, especially Instagram. A lot of people I don't know what's going on. TikTok, I just get that notification. Apps that you may like, over 50 million people have the app, and I'm like, why? I mean, don't get me wrong, TikTok is great, but, you know, I grew up in Musical.ly and Vine. Yeah, I know I'm that old, but not only that, but Instagram has taken its toll. At first, in March, when the COVID-19 outbreak started, everyone started posting Until Tomorrow. Yes, I know. I'm a little late for that, aren't I? Until Tomorrow, which pretty much was a post that said, okay, we're living on, right? This is the past me, this is current me, and we will see where I will go and where I will be at in the near future. And that's what it was. And Instagram was promoting it. Now they're promoting stay home, they're promoting challenges for you to do. And there's a lot more challenges, there's a lot more interactivity for you to do at home, which is nice. But it's nice. People are social media is finding its way to keep people indoors, especially during this time of need and willpower to actually fight off what is going on. And this is the first thing in a long while that we've seen. It's the start of 2020. It's the 20s. A lot of people, they're upset, and we get that. I was trying to party like Gatsby, I'm not gonna lie. It's 2020. It's my graduation year. I was supposed to graduate, but it's fine. We will make our way through. And I thank you guys so much for tuning in to this podcast and tuning right back. I'm so happy to be making this. And like within the next few episodes, we'll start to have DJ Oppo and DJ Mike back in to record. I know it's weird hearing my voice. I can't stop talking. I can't stop talking, but I thank you guys so much for tuning in to What's Up Warriors. I know it's a little different. I sound different. I know I'm at my home studio. I'm currently at my music desk, if you want me to be real with you. There's an acoustic guitar to my left. There's a computer in front of my face, and there's a Slipknot mask to my right. But I thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name's DJ King, and be sure to tune in to next week's episode. Thank you.